Britain. Royal Birds. Swan Upmanship. How Charles III counts his swans.
Charles III, the most high, most mighty and most excellent monarch of the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland and of his other realms and territories, has many grand titles, some sensible and plenty not. He is head of the armed forces and the defender of the faith. He is sovereign of the most noble order of the Garter and chieftain of the Braemar Gathering. He is also Seigneur of the Swans, a title which tends to be forgotten partly because it is ridiculous and partly because it does not matter, unless you're a swan. Because as Seigneur of the Swans, Charles III has droit over you, and in July he exercises them. Which is why on a hot summer day, six small wooden boats are making their way along the River Thames. This is not yet the great grey Thames that slides through London, but the gentler, greener river that flows towards it. A few miles upstream, punts take to the water in Oxford. A few miles downstream is the house that is said to have inspired Toad Hall. Here there is sun on the water and wind in the willows. And here is also where the annual swan-upping census takes place, a five-day-long, 800-year-old ceremony in which mature swans and cygnets are caught and counted, and mature men dress up as sailors in scarlet blazers and Breton tops and shout, "All up!" whenever they see a swan. What this has to do with the king is complicated. Europe's monarchs are almost all gone. The powers of those that remain are watered down, and in the case of Charles III, oddly watery. He has a right to claim Britain's whales, great sturgeons, and mute swans. Once the royal swan uppers counted swans because the king liked to eat them. Today, swans are a protected species, says David Barber, the king's swan marker. The census is done for education and conservation purposes. Mr. Barber wants to modernise swan-upping. Though, given that he is called the King's Swan Marker and is wearing a cap with a swan's feather in it, the pace of modernisation appears to be gentle. Not gentle enough for the swans. Prince Harry once observed that swans are grumpy birds. Their mood is rarely improved if you catch them, hold down their wings and tie their feet. A swan cannot break a man's arm. This, says Mr. Barber, is myth, but they can give you a nasty bruise. The trick, as one swan upper explains, is to be subtle. In other respects, however, subtlety is not the swan upper's strong suit. There are pennants and braiding, there are flags and feathers in caps. The overall effect is less environmental study than as if the cast of the Pirates of Penzance had taken to the river in punts. On the bank a swan is spotted, the cry goes up, the swan uppers, servants of one protected species, paddle off to count another.